Our last item is a Wild River Conservation Easement. This is in Region 1, and this is a final item. And before I start, I did want to mention that we do have Chris Temple, our habitat biologist in Region 1, available for questions. And we also have Mitch Doherty from the Wild Ground Foundation, and both of whom have been essential part of this project, bringing it to you today. So the proposal is to purchase a conservation easement on 50 acres along the Kootenay River. The property is owned by the Vital Ground Foundation. This is an important area for grizzly bear recovery and provides important habitat for white sturgeon, bull trout, and Canada lynx. This conservation easement will help to protect this valuable area from residential development. The purchase would be funded by a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Recovery Land Acquisition Grant and funds from the Vital Ground Foundation. Vital Grounds would continue to own and manage the property. Public access will be provided for fishing and bird watching. During public comment, 26 comments were received, which have all been addressed in the decision notice that you have a copy of. So right now, we recommend approving the purchase of this conservation easement to ensure the conservation value and public benefits are protected.
Thank you, Eileen. Do I have a motion from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I move the commission approve FWP's purchase of the Wild River Conservation Easement.
I would second that, Mr. Chairman.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments from the commission? Before we turn it over to public comment, those that are in attendance that have worked on this, and particularly Mitch with Vital Ground, if you have anything you'd like to share, we'd sure appreciate that.
Mitch Doherty with the Vital Ground. Good morning, Commission. This is Mitch Doherty with the Vital Ground Foundation. I'm the conservation manager with the Vital Ground. We're a land trust based out of Missoula that works to conserve and connect habitat for grizzly bears and other wildlife. I'd like to thank you for considering this project. We're really excited about it. It's been a long time coming. In 2011, Vital Ground began making conservation investments in this area to protect this critically important wildlife corridor. And this conservation easement with the Fish and Wildlife Service and Fish, Wildlife and Parks ensures the security of that wildlife corridor in perpetuity and also provides public access to enjoy the property and access to the Kootenay River. And so lastly, I just want to thank FWP staff that have put so much hard work and effort into this project, including Chris Temple, Alan Wood, and Mimi Wolak. So with that, I'll keep it brief, and thank you much.
Thank you, Mitch. We sure appreciate the work the Vital Ground does and for partnering with us on this. Is there anybody else with the agency that'd like to comment before we go to public comment? Okay, I'll go ahead and take public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Clayton Elliott, Montana Trout Unlimited, had to bat 1,000 today on the fisheries division agenda. But I know this is a final item, so I will be brief. I think this is a great opportunity. Continues to tell a story, I think, to both folks in the region and across Western Montana about the fisheries conservation benefit here and preventing that residential development in the future on a critical piece of habitat. So we stand in support and thank the commission and thank the Vital Ground Foundation as well.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Further public comment? Nick, are you there? Are you able?
Sorry, Chairman. It looks like we have one more comment ready.
Nick, your phone's identified as you being there. Are you able to comment? We're having technical difficulties. We appreciate you appearing, Nick. We know that you've been in support of this, and of course, we appreciate you attending. Is that it then, Shauna? It was Nick the last person to comment in the queue?
Yes, Chairman, that was all that we had for that particular agenda item.
All right, I'll turn it back to the Commission for any further comments or questions.
Mr. Chairman, if I could, I noticed in the comments that a few people that were opposed were under the impression that this would take the property off of the county tax rolls. Would Eileen or Dr. Rice or any of the other folks like to speak to that question?
Chair Colton, Commissioner Byerworth, if we have either Chris Temple or someone from Lands on, they would probably be better able to answer that question.
Is the director still with us?
Chairman?
Yeah.
She had an EQC meeting that she was going to attend, and I believe that Quentin Kujula would step in.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm
Hello,
I'm
Chief of Staff, Quentin Kujula.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission. I understand the question. Question is to does the property fall off of the tax rolls? Is that correct? Yeah, the department does make payment on these properties in the context of taxes. Does that answer the question?
Thanks, Quinn.
Yeah.
Any further comments or questions from the Commission? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. That wraps up fisheries.
Thank you.
We're essentially right on schedule.
Commissioner or Chairman Colton, we do have one comment from Mitch Darby.
Oh. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Mitch.
Excuse me, Commissioner. I was trying to sneak in there while you were taking up the question about the tax roll issue, and I just wanted to confirm that Vital Ground does pay property tax on the properties we own and manage, so hopefully that clarifies the issue for the Commission and for folks listening today.
And thank you, Mitch.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Yeah, that being said, I may have missed the question. I apologize. I was scrambling for my mute button. Perhaps, just to make sure we're all on the same page, perhaps the question to the department could be restated.
I think in this case, Mr. Darby answered my question.
Okay. Okay.
And, but I think I think it would bear clarification of how the department pays in lieu of taxes on its acquisitions. Right. This came up in another of the wildlife acquisitions as well, so it would be helpful to hear that from you.
Yeah, and I apologize. That's what I thought the question was. And yes, for those properties that the department takes ownership of, there is payment in lieu of taxes. So to the question, does that contribution to to that taxing authority go away? It does not. It stays in place with the department's ownership.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to comment on that. I hate to disagree with Quentin, but my understanding is there is no change in the tax structure. It's not a payment in lieu of taxes. I believe we still pay taxes to the local authority, and Fish and Wildlife is the only one that does that. The others are, like BLM and Forest Service, they are payments in lieu of taxes. And what the difference there is in a payment in lieu of taxes, it is spread across the whole state based on population. Whereas if we're paying property tax, it goes to the local area and they still maintain their tax base. If I am wrong there, I would like legal or somebody to step in.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Stuker, no, and I understand that Commissioner Stuker is right. I apologize for the vocabulary that I use. That is my understanding, Commissioner Stuker, that we do pay taxes. We've got a, you know, the commission meeting will continue and I'll go ahead and check that, but that is my understanding. I apologize for the vocabulary that I used. I'll confirm that and hopefully we'll get back to the commission before it concludes yet today.
Thank you.
Yep. But for clarification on this particular project, we're just securing an easement on Vital Ground. Right. And so Vital Ground still owns the property and still has the obligation of the property tax and stuff. And the conservation easement that we have secured in no way removes that property from the tax roll. People like to spread that misinformation around at times to challenge these easements or acquisition of land and opportunity for access by fish and wildlife. So, and parks.
I apologize for missing the question and starting this whole subsequent trail of discussion. My apologies. It's a great start in my new position, isn't it?
Hey, we've got plenty of time. And we're always forgiving. We're a kind and forgiving bunch, Quentin, especially with you.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
As we move to wildlife, why don't we take 5 minutes or so? I want to get some more coffee. Everybody remember to hit your mute button if you're going to be roaming around your house for the next 5 minutes. And we'll pop back on here at about 10:15 or so.
Thank you.